Thank you, parents. Thank you, sponsors. Gracias a ustedes, los padrinos, los papás. Thank you, candidates, for preparing for today. As many of you know, Bishop Rungart wanted to be here to celebrate confirmation today. In fact, Bishop Rungart is the primary minister of confirmation. El obispo quería estar con nosotros y él es el ministro principal del sacramento de la confirmación. Pero él decidía, después de su cirugía, que no era sabio estar aquí para muchas cosas. But Bishop, while he's recovering from his surgery, very well, actually, he decided it would be better for him, as he recovers, to ask all of the pastors to celebrate confirmation in the parishes this year. That being said, I know that Bishop had lots of things that he wanted to tell you. Because Bishop always has lots of things that he wants to tell us, right? Estoy seguro que el obispo tenía cosas para decirles. So here are some of those things that he wanted me to tell you. Some notes for me. Father Wesley, I'm entrusting you with the Holy Spirit. Don't screw it up. No, he didn't really say that. He didn't say that. Okay, here they are. Father Wesley, make sure the students remember that there are three sacraments you can only receive once. And those three are, well, where's it at? That's okay, I don't need his notes because I bet you remember what those three sacraments are that you only receive one time, right? So who can tell me what's one of the sacraments that you only receive one time? What's one of them? Baptism, sure, we're only baptized once, right? What's another one? What's that? Confirmation, of course. That's what we're celebrating here. Only be confirmed once. Let's see, tres sacramentos que una persona puede recibir solamente una vez. Bautismo, confirmación, y una más. Who knows the third one? A sacrament you can only receive once. What's that? Holy orders. Sure. Very good. El orden sacerdotal. And the reason you can only receive those sacraments once is because they put an imprint on your soul. Sometimes we call it an indelible mark or a character. So alguien solo puede recibir esos sacramentos una sola vez porque pone un sello, un carácter en la persona. So you can't take it away, you can't give it away, you can't lose it, because it changes who you are when you receive those sacraments. All of you baptized, all of you about to be confirmed, and maybe even a few of you, perhaps to receive the sacrament of holy orders one day. And one way we can remember those three sacraments is because those are the three sacraments where you receive chrism oil. El Santo Crisma, those three sacraments. Very good. Okay, here, what else did Bishop want me to share? Father Wesley, let's see. I'm sorry that I can't be there Saturday afternoon. Lo siento que no puedo estar con nosotros el sábado. Pero la confirmación todavía estará válido si tú hagas las dos cosas esenciales en la misa. So I'm sorry that I can't be there, but the confirmation will still be valid. It will still be just as effective if you do the two essential parts to give them the gift of the Holy Spirit at confirmation. And Father Wesley, those two things are, Well, that's okay. I told you last night, right? What are those two things that we have to see and do today to receive that strengthening of the Holy Spirit? What's one of those two things? What's one of those two? Yes. The laying on of hands, that's right. La imposición de los manos, which we'll do in just a moment when all of the candidates kneel. And I'll ask the Holy Spirit by extending my hands to come upon them. La primera cosa esencial es la imposición de los manos. Sure, that's one thing. What's the second thing that we said has to happen to receive that gift of the Holy Spirit today? What's the second thing? The anointing with sacred chrism. Sure, we thought about that last night. La unción con el santo crisma. Esas dos cosas. Imponer las manos y ungir con el santo crisma. Okay, Bishop had one more thing. He said, Father Wesley, some of the students might have friends or even parents who are confused about what confirmation means. Remind them that confirmation is not about becoming an adult in the church. Remind them that confirmation is not about choosing to be Catholic. They choose Jesus Christ and His church every time that they receive another sacrament. The sacrament of... Well, you know I don't have these in order now, so... What is that other sacrament? Sometimes we're confused to think that confirmation is when I choose to be a Catholic or when I become an adult. No, I choose Jesus Christ and His church every time I receive another sacrament. What do you think that other sacrament is? A choice that you make more than just once. What do you think? You got an idea? The Eucharist. Sure. Hay una confusión en la iglesia que decimos que la confirmación es como graduación. O cuando soy un adulto en la iglesia. Pero no. The reason we receive Eucharist over and over again, today at Mass, and even again this weekend, maybe tonight or tomorrow morning, every time I receive the Eucharist, I'm saying, yes, Lord, I believe in You, and I believe in Your church. And so confirmation is what gives us the strength to say yes each time that I receive the Lord. Well, I don't know if I can really say everything that the bishop wants me to say. No puedo decir todas las cosas que el obispo quería. But I'm sure that the bishop wants us to know that baptism and confirmation and holy orders are special because we only receive them one time and they change us. And he wants us to know that through the laying on of hands and the anointing with chrism, the Spirit is given today. But I'm almost also confident that he wants us to remember that the real gift of confirmation is to make us strong to say yes every time I receive the Lord in the Eucharist. Yo no puedo decir todo lo que el obispo quiere, pero sí, yo puedo dar el don que él quiere. I maybe can't say what the bishop all wants me to say, but I can give the gift that he wants me to give. Because the Holy Spirit is greater than me, and it's greater than him. And that Spirit wants to live in each one of your hearts in a stronger and more profound way, beginning today.